Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am very excited, folks. I always am when our good friend Joe Barker joins us. It was a happy day in my career when Joe Barker decided to join me on a regular basis on my show 14 years ago. He's one of the top futurists of our time. He's my mentor in foresight work that I do. He's the author of the legendary book and film, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, and four or five other books. He's our good friend, Joe Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Happy to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Quick story for you, by the way.
Okay.
I got an email from someone 2 weeks ago who said when he was young and a chemist at DuPont, he saw my video on Paradigms, and it changed his life.
Yeah.
And then here was the punchline of his letter. And last week, my son saw it at his work.
Wow.
So two generations.
Wow. Well, that's what happened to me. I mean, I saw your video 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, and it really opened my eyes up. But folks, as I mentioned before, when earlier in the hour, Joel has been hanging out with us now for all these years, and bringing us things from the future, and things like graphene and hydrogen power and things like that and 3D printing that was just a dream. It was a Buck Rogers dream 10, 12 years ago. It was now in our reality. And one of the things that you've got on your list today, Joel, is an experimental drug that hopefully will improve cognitive ability. And I'll just set it up this way. They're finding out that cognition loss may not be because it's gone, but that it's blocked. What do you think?
Yeah. That is the huge change in the paradigm, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually a quote in the article that I said, oh, this is just exactly what I need, because what we know is that paradigms define boundaries and then tell you how to solve problems within the boundaries. And here's the quote. The data suggests that the aged brain has not permanently lost essential cognitive capabilities as was commonly assumed,
mm-hmm.
but rather that these cognitive resources are still there but are somehow blocked, trapped by a vicious cycle of cellular
something
stress.
Physical. Maybe probably either could be something physical, could be something neurological. I knew a woman one time who was cerebral suffered cerebral palsy, horrible condition. Her body was racked with it, and she couldn't speak. But I used to talk to her, and she couldn't speak back to me. But she could make sounds, and she could move. And I know she knew what I was saying. She just couldn't get anything back to me. And my point is, her body was racked, her mind wasn't, and that. It was blocked by something physical, and this is what they're finding out neurologically, isn't it?
That's exactly what they found. The old assumption was that the nerve itself, the cell itself, was destroyed, and therefore all its memory that it encapsulated in that cell or that group of cells was also gone. Now the data shows for sure that what's happened is something blocks at the synapse so that the cell cannot release its knowledge, its memory function.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that blockage is cleared, and that's what they're doing right now with ISRIP, the drug, I'll spell it for you, by the way, it's ISRIB, if you want to look it up.
ISRIP. Google
it. There's lots of stuff on it. Yeah, what? ISRIP. What they found is that there are particles, which are beginning to assume, and what ISRIP does is clear the particles, and as soon as those particles are cleared, the cell begins its normal function.
So basically, your cognition has just been lying fallow behind some kind of a block, like going into a field that you thought was grown up with weeds and find that there's a harvest inside there.
Exactly. And the fact that it's so quick, one of the things that's just blew me away on this whole piece of research is the change happened within 24 hours.
Wow.
It wasn't 6 months on a drug or 12 months on a drug or forever on the rest of your life you'll have to be on a drug. It was within 24 hours.
Wow.
This was done with mice, but still right. they have been genetically groomed to react like mm-hmm. we do. Think about that. Somebody being basically with Alzheimer's. I mean, this is what I think it's going to do is it's going to revolutionize Alzheimer's treatment.
Hopefully, Joel, the warp speed program to get the coronavirus vaccine out, if we can start applying that kind of urgency to other things, look what could happen over the next 5 years.
Exactly.
That's what we
really
need to
good
do.
Connection.
That's the yep. warp speed vaccine quest is another paradigm shift. We'll talk about one day. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker. After the break, we're going to talk about some climate change stuff and some new energy options after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.